Number 7. Vasa shows its colours. Spending money was the height of fashion in Sweden during the 1600s. In palaces, on estates, in the homes of rich burghers, and everywhere it was affordable, people competed in magnificence and splendour. Vasa was no exception. When the ship sailed, its upper works were painted a deep, regal red colour. And then there were the decorations, nearly 1,200 sculptures, painted in a variety of strong and clear colours. Everything was intended to reflect a king and an international power with strength and ambition. When Vasa was salvaged, it was hard to discern the ship's original colours, even though there were traces of paint and gilding on many of the sculptures. One theory was that the ship and sculptures were gilt or painted yellow against a blue background. In the early 1990s, the colour scheme was examined more closely. Over 1,000 paint samples were taken from parts of the ship, and the sculptures were searched for paint fragments under a microscope. Simultaneously, historical archives were examined and comparisons were made with painted sculptures from the same time period. It all resulted in the discovery that Vasa was ornately painted, very much in the traditional style of the 1620s. Some parts of the sculptures, hair, costumes, jewellery and weapons, were covered in gold leaf. Gilding was also used more extensively on the royal coat of arms and the figurehead lion. On some sculptures, yellow ochre was used as a cheaper substitute for gold leaf. Other parts were painted white, green, red, brown, violet and blue. Researchers found traces of cinnabar, which is one of the oldest known red pigments and has been in use in Sweden since medieval times. Even the blue pigment indigo, known since antiquity, has been found in samples from Vasa.